Good afternoon, Little Saigon, Seattle, and all my friends across the fruited plains of the United States. It's Thursday, right around 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, June the 4th, the great day that Marvin Heemeyer armored up his caterpillar and prepared to wage war against the evil corruption of his neighborhood. Yep, we remember you, Marvin, the great armored bulldozer. Anyways, I've got a friend of mine, a new acquaintance on the line by the name of Quincy, and I'm going to basically let him introduce as much as he wants to about himself. I connected to him on Twitter, and ostensibly, and if correct me if I'm wrong, Quincy, but you're in the freedom, liberty camp of things, correct?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is correct.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, first off, well, my voice, people may recognize me. I'm on like my, eighth, ninth account, apparently, on Twitter. Because apparently, at least on Twitter, if you are black, you are not allowed to say certain things or have a certain mindset, but, you know, fuck them if they can't take a joke. My whole thing, first and foremost, by the way, y'all gotta bear with me. I've got a freaking swollen wisdom tooth, so it may sound like I have a lisp, but I don't. It's just this tooth is killing me.
You sound good. Hey, Quincy, you're sounding good right now. You're sounding good.
Okay, cool. Basically, Quincy Johnson is about, first and foremost, personal responsibility above all. I control myself. I own my life, okay? The minute you start blaming others for your mistake is the minute that somebody else controls your life. That's not me. That is not me. If you're not talking personal responsibility, go talk to somebody else, okay? So that's pretty much me in a nutshell. I call it like I see it. I haven't said anything on Twitter that I wouldn't say to that person's face, even if that means getting beat up, shot, or even killed. Don't care. The threat of violence will never make me clip my tongue. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Truck driver extraordinaire, hotel. Shout out to all the hotels out there. Ordained minister. And, you know what? Since you said let's freeform it, Florida freeform it. I am president, CEO, and founder of the Aeon Party. That's A-E-O-N. Ass eaters, obviously non-interventionists. That's me, baby.
So you're in charge of what could be called the Great Coalition of Ass Eaters.
Correct.
I mean, I tell you the truth, you just blew my mind. Like, all of a sudden, I'm thinking of reevaluating all my previous considerations concerning life and existence because, fuck, there's an ass eaters party. Hey.
Hey, man. You know what? While you laughing, tomorrow, while I'm being unloaded, I'm actually going to look into how to get a political party started. And that's going to be the freaking name of it.
I like it. No, I have a sarcastic organization called Dr. Freckles Global Tontine Club, and it's too silly, but I kind of like it. I think it's cool. I don't know. Hey, I saw something funny in the news, and just so you know I sent you an outline of topics, but I wanted to go a little bit outside the outline to begin with, and if at all possible, just, you know, try to be as laid back as we can be, because truthfully, sometimes things can get heavy, right? But did you see... did you see that article about that dude that had those Freddy Krueger, like that Freddy Krueger knife glove, like four blades? Did you see that yet?
It was an article? No. I have seen a video of some dude in Queens. People were messing with his car, and he came out with what can only be described as a Halo 3 energy sword attached to his forearm. But yeah, I have not heard of a Freddy Krueger knife glove. Not that I'm opposed to it.
Actually,
you know what I mean?
What you just described might be the same thing. It's got like, it had like four blades kind of sticking out of it. It was kind of like weird. It looked like a big, weird looking knife weapon.
This one just had two curved blades with some space in the middle of it, and he came out of his SUV meaning business. I was like, you, all right then, you go home, boy. I mean, I get it. I mean, if somebody was trying to get inside my truck or my trailer, I'm not even going to come outside. I'm just going to floor it, and I don't care who I hit or what I hit, okay? Leave me and this truck alone. And I don't get why that is such a controversial statement to say. People want to say that, you know, property can be replaced, a life cannot. Correct. A life cannot be replaced, which is why I'm not going to sit around and, you know, wait to see if you're going to kill me or not. You done already messed up my truck. You done already messed up my trailer. How do I know that you're just going to stop there? I don't. And I'm not willing to take that chance, okay? So if I'm ever caught up, you know, say the highway closed or something, and they start throwing bricks, yeah, I'm putting this bad boy in third gear, and I'm flooring it. Get out of my way.
I agree with you. You know, one of the things about this whole property versus life thing is people don't remember that people put their lives into their businesses and their property. People put their lives, like, you know, if you're a private trucker and you have your own truck, you put your life into that vehicle. That is how you're going to survive. So if someone says, you know what I mean, if it's just property, don't worry about it. Well, how am I going to feed my family is the question.
Thank you.
It's messed up.
Thank you. Correctamundo.
Well, you know, and the thing is, I don't think it's that funny that people have to go to the point of having, like, metal knife gloves. But on the other hand, if you don't have anything else other than, like, a knife glove or that weird halo weapon or any of those types of weapons, you know, in a pinch, use the glove. Go Edward Scissorhands. In a pinch, make yourself some Edward Scissorhands and, hey, cut it up. See if they get the point,
right,
Quincy. See if they get the point. I don't know. Hey, can I ask your opinion? What do you think, in your opinion? And I'm not, folks, just so we get this out of the way, Quincy is African American, okay? I am a ginger white dude.
I'm American.
You're American.
That's my roots became in Africa, but I'm an American.
Okay.
I don't do all the hyphenated American stuff, but go ahead.
No, and I know, but I just want to get it out of the way. It's just, people will put too much into that bullshit, and I'm glad you corrected me. But here's the deal. I'm not asking him because he's, you know, a black American, his opinion on this. He is. I'm asking him because he's a guy that has a perspective. And my question to you is, what do you think really happened in the George Floyd case?
I don't know, because I fully admit, I didn't do any type of research or anything like this, because I've seen it before. I know the police's playbook, okay? I know that when a black person dies in the custody of a police, there's a pretty good chance there was some foolishness going on, okay? Yeah, I mean, I saw the first minute of that video where he had his knee on his neck, that was BS, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's pretty much as far as I went into that video, because I'm not real big on quote-unquote trauma porn. Not my thing, you know what I mean?
Well, it is traumatizing. I mean, you know, there is no question that police murder people of every ethnicity, every race, but it's a rare thing that there's a murder being recorded for like 9 or 10 minutes. It's spooky. It's creepy. And you're right. Who wants to see it? All I could do is look at a couple pictures. I couldn't even watch the video. Like, I did not want to watch a person slowly being killed. It just seemed like too much. And as far as research goes, I have no idea what the truth is. The truth could be that there was an actual person murdered by a racist cop. And the truth could also be that an actual person was murdered by a racist cop who was being paid to do it, you know? And the truth could be something else, but I wouldn't be surprised if that guy wasn't paid to basically perform an execution to trigger riots, to trigger people going crazy, you know, or at least to be the pretext for it.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if this is all just one big psyop, psychological operation to get the general public to feel a certain way. I would not be surprised if this is that at all. What I'm saying is, it's happened so many times where black people have been, you know, killed while in police custody. I already know how it goes. Word gets out, a black person dies in the hands of the police. There's going to be outrage. There's going to be protest. Then there's going to be messages of hope and love and we're better than this. Then there's going to be some bullshit medical examiner's report stating that said black person had a pre-existing condition, which is the actual reason why they died, not the fact that it was in a fucking chokehold for 8-9 minutes, and then spray, wash, and rinse. I'm at a point now, I am very, very selective of who and what I choose to give my time, my energy, and my psyche to. I'm very selective of that.
Okay.
So I am sorry for his family's loss, but you're not going to catch me at his protest. You're not going to catch me at anybody's protest because that's just not what I do. You know what I mean? Which is not to say I don't give a fuck. I got more important things on my plate. You know, I don't have time to park the truck, walk down the street for hours with my fist in the air. I don't have time for all that. You know, to me, I've heard a long time ago, and it resonates still to this day, success is the greatest form of revenge. So I'm like, you know, the best thing I can do to these racist white people is be the best black man I can be and just rub it in their noses like, you threw all your racist bullshit at me and I'm still succeeding. Fuck you. I win.
I think that actually makes a lot of sense. It's one of those things where when I sent you the list of topics, I wasn't sure if it would be something that you would... I wasn't really sure whether it would be a comfortable thing. But, you know, I got a question for you, though.
Ask away. You can literally ask me anything.
And this is a tough one. If you don't want to answer, you don't have to. But have you ever been in a situation where you felt like a cop, and maybe even a racist cop, was about to try to kill you? Like, you know, basically...
Oh, hell yeah! Dude, I'm a felon. Yes, I've had multiple interactions with the police. In Detroit, yeah, Detroit police will fuck you up in a New York minute. For real. Okay? They don't give a damn. They will beat your ass senseless and either plant a gun or drugs on you, you know what I'm saying, and say that you were, air fingers quote, resisting arrest. You know? So, yeah, I have been in that situation, and I've learned from that. I came up with a certain set of things that I do to lessen the chance of me being shot. Now, I remember on one of my old accounts, I posted a list of what I do, and Twitter was on my neck for about a week, accusing me of sucking a dove and of being a coon and that's for the cops. I'm like, hey, man, you can say whatever you want. It worked. I ain't never got my ass whooped by the police. I ain't never got shot by the police. You know what I'm saying? It's basically, you know, I don't know. You know what? I don't even want to go along the list unless you truly want to hear it.
Well, I mean, actually, I think our listeners would love to hear it because it sounds like good information.
Okay. First and foremost, be respectful. I don't give a damn if you're black and they're on your face calling you a bunch of niggers and jigaboos. They're looking to draw the foul. They want you to take the bait. Don't do it. Okay? So be nice, be respectful. Second of all, no damn sudden movements. Announce everything that you're gonna do before you do it. Okay, and that goes for a traffic stop on up to being stopped on the street. Announce what the fuck you're gonna do with your hands before you do something with your hands. Now, here is the phrase that pays, and it's worked for me many a time. Are you detaining me, or am I free to go? Because newsflash, if you're not under arrest, if you're not being detained, you're under no legal, moral, or ethical obligations to talk to the police at all. And that goes for public and private property. So again, am I being detained, or am I free to go? Say it as many times as needed. If they won't give you a straight answer, oh, we just want to talk to you, just want to see if you're okay, try to walk away. If they say, motherfucker, don't move, okay, consider yourself either being detained and or under arrest, and then do this. Officer, I'm going to, I like to speak to an attorney. I'm going to invoke my right to remain silent, and then shut the fuck up until you talk to your attorney. I don't care what they say. We got you on video. Shut the fuck up. We got witnesses. Shut the fuck up. We just need you to run a statement. Shut the fuck up. I don't care what it is. Once you say you want to speak to an attorney and you invoke your right to remain silent, shut the fuck up until you talk to your attorney. Give them nothing at all, not a name. Shut the fuck up. I can't say that enough times. For real. Shut the fuck up if you're under arrest or if you're being detained.
That makes sense. I mean, people get scared in those situations. They panic. And they talk.
I don't mean to cut you off, but it's not even being scared. I've seen so many motherfuckers talk themselves into handcuffs, be it in real life or on one of these cop shows. Shut the fuck up. God almighty. I'm really getting tired of seeing people talk themselves in handcuffs, man. Shut the fuck up. Please. Okay, first of all, if you're not being detained, if you're not under arrest, just walk the fuck away. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you're not being detained, if you're under arrest, again, I have to speak to an attorney, invoke your right to remain silent, and then shut the fuck up.
It's solid advice, Quincy. That's solid
advice. It works. It works for me multiple times, and I'm black, which, if you're going by the media, it's not supposed to work for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be a fucking hashtag and a t-shirt right now, but it's worked for me. You know, what the fuck?
So is that basically your set of suggestions as far as, like, what you'd recommend? Because I'd like to go over that list again really quick. What was number one? What was the first thing you said? Basically,
the first one was be respectful.
Be respectful.
If the cop rolls up on you, oh, man, old punk-ass pig, man, suck my dick, you whole-ass nigga. What the fuck you think gonna happen? These motherfuckers already on edge. They already got an itchy trigger finger. Why the fuck are you adding fuel to the fire? Fuck that. And if all you motherfuckers, I shouldn't have to, you know, walk on eggshells to make the police feel comfortable. You know what? You can walk on eggshells or you can get shot. Choose wisely, okay? Choose fucking wisely. Damn. But go ahead.
But yeah, and then the second one was no sudden movements, which makes a lot of sense. It dovetails,
correct.
You know, don't be all crazy, no sudden movements. And then number three was you asked the question, am I being detained? May I go?
Yep. Am I being detained or am I free to go?
Exactly.
And again, if they won't answer that question, try to walk away. If they let you walk away, congratulations, you did it. But if they put a hand on you, number one, don't resist. Don't swipe their hand away, because even that can be considered assault on a police officer. If they put a hand on you, even a finger on you, consider yourself either being detained and or under arrest, and say this: officer, I'd like to speak to an attorney. I'm going to invoke my right to remain silent. And then, wait for it, shut the fuck up. I'm going to say that shit till my goddamn head falls off.
Well, that's good advice. That's all there is to it. Hey, how familiar are you with, you know, Antifa?
Well, I've never met the motherfuckers in real life, but I've seen enough videos and interviews of them and with them to know that we probably won't be drinking beers together anytime soon.
No.
The whole Antifa versus Nazis and neo-Nazis, you know what? I actually did pick a side. No side. Okay? Because both sides suck. One side wants me to be their pawn. The other side wants me to be their puppet. Nah, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. No, thank you.
I think that's a smart position. I don't really have sides in this either. My basic contention is the following. Police in this country murder a lot of people. I do think that there is this burden of violence within a lot of black communities in this country. I think it's a real thing. But at the end of the day, this is about murder. It's not about race. And it's about the state murdering somebody. And, you know...
Uh-huh. Well, here is the thing. You can call it murder, but you know that they're never going to label it as murder. I mean, yeah, I know that the dude just got charged with second-degree murder. I don't think that is going to stick. It'd be nice, but I don't see it. I mean, like, when I heard that he got charged, everybody's like, yeah, I'm just like, wait. He's been charged. He has not been convicted. So until he's convicted, let's go ahead and hold off on, jumping up and down for joy and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And as far as Antifa goes, this is my general belief about them. I think they serve a purpose. I think that they represent other powers. You know, back in the 60s, the FBI had a program called, I think it was called Operation Chaos, and they would actually, they would infiltrate radical organizations to get them to do crazier things, like, hey, why don't we go blow up that lab? Why don't we go set fire to that building? They did this with the Students for Democratic Society, and a lot of people think the Weathermen were more or less a product of this. So when I look at Antifa, it looks like good old-fashioned Operation Chaos, and the difference is they've gotten better at the money laundering. They're better at creating these NGOs and these fake organizations and at the money laundering, but it's the same old tricks, you know? It seems like the same old tricks. Getting
you know
into...
What? You're right. I do think that there is a concerted effort by the powers that be, and no, I don't mean the politicians, I mean the people who control the politicians. I do think there is a concerted effort to keep the masses divided and at each other's throats, because if we're too busy fighting each other, we're too busy to fight them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a traditional thing. The Romans did this. You know, this goes back a long ways. Pretty much every tyranny has a divide and conquer strategy to keep the people fighting each other instead of fighting the power. And it's, you know, it's a sad, sad story. And I think Antifa is government controlled. I'm not sure that every foot soldier, you know, would be aware of this. I'm sure that a lot of them think they're legit, but I think it's a government thing. And I think they're trying to amp up these protests in some cases. And then in other cases, they're trying to show them as being peaceful, but it's all kind of a big propaganda campaign. You know, a lot of it, and I don't know what any of it has to do with George Floyd. You know, I know there's a lot of talking about I can't breathe, but it looks like street theater, and it doesn't look to have anything to do with George Floyd. I don't know.
But, you know, I would say the first couple of days, that may have been the most truest part of this so-called protest, when it was actually about George Floyd. Going past that, it's just been, let's fuck some shit up because we're mad. That's the issue that I have. Everybody's all happy because the Target got burnt down. You know what? You didn't stick it to Target. You stuck it to the employees that work for Target. They're now out of a job during a pandemic. Now they have to worry about where their next check is coming from, where their next meal is coming from. If they have kids, where their kids' next meal is coming from. So again, you didn't hurt Target, you hurt the employees of Target.
That's right.
And attacking small businesses, again, they say property can be replaced. Not if you have no money, okay? A lot of small businesses work with a very small profit margin, okay? So if you come in and burn down everything, there's a good chance they're probably never going to open up their small business again. Good job for you. What the fuck?
Well, and you know, the other thing is this, is that I've only gone to one of the protests so far. I avoided all the others. And I went to the tail end of it last Friday night. And what became clear to me, at least clear enough, is it seems like the main purpose of the police right now in a lot of these cities is to kind of keep the rioters and the looters safe so that they can, you know, they can riot and loot. It's like, this is weird, you know?
What I would like to know is, who the hell is dropping off all these damn pallets of bricks?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you've seen those photos.
Yeah, the bricks.
Who's doing that?
I know, it's crazy. And they're all ready to go, these pallets of bricks all around the country, ready for some kid to pick one up and toss it through a window. Just right there.
Yeah, like a pallet just magically came out of nowhere. You know, like, come on, fam. What the fuck?
Like there's a god of bricks, and they prayed. It's like...
God of bricks. That's hilarious. Oh, man, I hope I don't have to move, because that would suck.
There's a Lord of Bricks, Quincy, and they prayed. They said, give us the bricks we need to bash out those windows. Because everyone knows, you know. How are the window makers...
Lord,
oh, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, great Lord Acme, provide us with the materials to make this brick to smash down the neo-Nazis and whatever the fuck we're mad about this week. Yeah, right. Get out of here.
Oh, you know what's funny? Last night, so the main protest was only about maybe 3/4 mile away from where I live. Last night, there was this Cessna that kept circling around First Hill in Seattle. And it was like, you know that old-timey movies at the beginning, you know, where they show the little picture of the globe with a biplane flying around it. It was like the Cessna kept doing loops, like every 3 minutes or 5 minutes, he would come by again. It's like, what the hell is going on here? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how serious things do or don't get. You know, one of the questions I was going to ask you is, if you were going to talk to your friends who might be anarchists like yourself, or, you know, supporters of liberty like yourself, what would be your advice as far as the protests? I think I already know. It would be probably don't go to them, right?
Yeah, don't go. Because I don't see anything good happening about that. It's, first of all, I mean, if, okay, we're just talking protesting. People marching in the streets or, you know, blocking the highway. And I'm of the opinion that those never work because, first and foremost, the people you're protesting against, they don't give a damn about you marching in the street with your fist in the air and your three-word chant. They shouldn't make a laughing at you, dog. All you're doing, if you're blocking the road or blocking the highway, is pissing off the people that you're blocking. You know, which, to be quite honest with you, you know, yeah, I'd be mad too, you know what I'm saying? Because being that I'm a truck driver, in my industry, time literally is money. And if I'm caught up in some bullshit protest, you know, yeah, that sucks. It's like, you want to protest, take that shit to City Hall. Take that shit to a police station. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where you can actually get something done and be a freaking nuisance. Okay? But blocking roads and highways, I mean, what does that solve? What does that prove?
Well,
you know? I don't get it.
Well, another thing too, Quincy, is that if you're blocking the road or the highway, there could be somebody in an ambulance that needs to get someplace fast, you know? And
not even that, man. Because this thing, I hear that argument, but that's like a, I ain't gonna say a rarity, but I'm gonna put it real simpler than that. Let's say you're blocking the road, and there's a man or a woman waiting there, knowing full damn well, if they show up late to work one more time, they're fired.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm worried about, you know. Or the person who really has to use the restroom and you're blocking the highway. As somebody who has had to really use the restroom and I'm caught up in rush hour traffic, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, dog.
But isn't that what the Gatorade bottle is for?
I don't drink Gatorade. And besides, you try taking a piss, you know what I'm saying, while you're driving down the road in a big ass truck. It's not as easy as it fucking sounds. Just saying. You're gonna wind up pissing on your pants leg or your boot or your floor.
Well, anyways, the next topic we're going to talk about is actually related to being a trucker. Before we get into that, I have a brother-in-law who's a trucker, and he tells me some of his stories. He does mainly delivery of, like, fuel. So he delivers fuels to places. He drives a lot of tanker trucks, basically. But
okay.
But I think he kind of likes it. It's like it's an adventure. You know, he gets to go up into Canada sometimes. He's visited some of the naval bases or Coast Guard places because they'll deliver fuel for their helicopters. He kind of likes it. So I was thinking that maybe you and I could talk a little bit, if it's okay with you. Anything going on in your life related to being on the road that you think would be funny to talk about?
You know what? I mean, I've seen some funny things and done some funny things out here. Let me just put it out there. It's not as many lot lizards at truck stops that people think there are. For those that don't know, lot lizard is trucker slang for hooker or prostitute or just, you know, whore, whatever.
Wait a minute. Can I pause? Hey, Quincy, can I pause you for a second? Can I pause you? So you're saying a lot lizard is basically trucker slang for hooker?
Yes.
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. Is this your first time hearing that?
Yeah, it's actually I'd never heard Lot Lizard. I like it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, let's see. Funny stuff. Yeah, I've seen some funny stuff. I've seen some cool stuff. I saw my first bison when I was up in Wyoming. Those are some big motherfuckers. Holy moly. Those are some big old things. Like, if a bison hits my truck, and I got a big-ass truck, both of us are getting fucked up for real.
But if you see a bison, Don't you want to like slow down and stop and maybe shoot it and put it in your truck and take it home? It's a lot of meat.
No, and here's why. First of all, even with the shotgun, I don't think you're going to do anything to that bison except make it mad. No. Besides, dude, it's a big ass animal.
That's a lot of meat. That's a lot of good quality meat, though, too. Like that
correct.
Could, you know what I mean?
Okay. Let's say that you kill a bison. Congratulations. Now you're going to spend the next 5 hours getting off his fur, breaking it down, processing it, and all that good stuff. Now I'm good. I'd rather just pay somebody to do that. You know?
I'm just kidding around. Hey, what's a
big... I know.
But, you know, here's maybe more specific. With all the crazy shit going on, the monkey herpes COVID shit and the situation with the fucking race war riot bullshit, how has that impacted your life on the road? Like, how has that impacted... It hasn't?
No. Be honest, here's the thing. I know that they're rioting in St. Louis, so I go around St. Louis, okay? That way, I don't have to deal with any of that BS.
Wait a minute. Can I pause you for a second there, Quincy?
Yeah.
Are you saying that if there is a riot ahead, you will find an alternate route instead of going right into the riot? You will look for...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That, you know, I'm being a little bit sarcastic right now, but that's like common sense, isn't it? I mean, people should avoid... I'm not trying to, and this isn't about you. It's just like, can't you believe that there are people dumb enough that they would go directly into a riot, into the looting? It's crazy.
I can't believe it because I don't know if you heard about this story from Minneapolis where the trucker got on the highway and people were like jumping up and down on his truck. According to him, there wasn't any blockade up on the highway. He managed to slip by before he put up the blockade and whatnot, and he wound up in a crowd of people. I'm not gonna lie, that was terrifying to me. I don't know if you remember the LA riots and Reginald Denny.
Yeah, he got he got beat up really badly. I mean,
how that man is still alive is beyond me. But that video is etched into my memory forever. That is not going to be me. No. I will run 10,000 people over before I let that happen to me. No. No, no, no. Hell no. Okay? Impact, honestly, the only impact I've seen from either the protest plus COVID is there have been less traffic out here. That's it. You know, There are a few warehouses that I've delivered to that demand you have on a mask of some sort. I don't like that shit, but at the same time, if I want to get unloaded and keep my wheels turning, I put on the damn mask, whatever. And it's not even their mask. I have a Skoll face mask that I haven't washed in about 6 weeks, but they didn't say a clean mask. They just said a mask. So there it is.
Yeah, I kind of understand that. Like, if I go out in Seattle and there's some place I want to get to, I'll bring the mask just so that I blend in. I don't know. I don't know.
I'll be honest with you. I have not worn a mask ever unless it was the only thing stopping me from getting loaded and or unloaded. When I'm getting off the truck, going to the truck stop, I don't wear a mask. If I'm in a warehouse that doesn't mandate a mask, I don't wear a mask, okay? That's just not my thing. I'm good, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if other people want to wear a mask, okay, you go right ahead. Certainly within your warehouse to do so. That's just a me, you know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. I was going to move on to the sort of the last major topic area, but is there anything else you'd like to talk about as far as being a trucker you think would be interesting?
Yeah, if there's anybody that wants to be a truck driver, hit me up on Twitter, okay? I'm going to tell you something. The trucking industry saved my life, and that is not a cliche. I'm not saying that for dramatic effect. I'm just spitting motherfucking facts over here. Before truck driving, I was lost. I was stuck on stupid, making bad decisions. Now I'm not. I'm focused. I'm determined. I have a purpose, a career, not just a job. And I'm making money hand over fist, okay? Even on a slow week, I'm pulling $800 a week after taxes.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Yeah, even on a slow week where I might drive only 3-4 days a week. The most I've maxed out at is just over $1,700 a week after taxes. But believe you me when I say I worked for every single fucking dime of that money that week. Boy, I was getting it. I was getting it.
I understand. No, that's actually good information. So you know how on Monday I told you I kind of lost it, but I would talk to you about what happened?
Yes, go for it.
Well, okay, so here's the deal. I was supposed to get some money deposited on Monday, and for whatever reason, the banking system decided to delay one of the payments. Not a big deal. But I had $20 show up in my checking account. So $20 would buy me a little bit of weed and a little bit of beer. So I was going to go to the bank and just get the 20 out because I thought to myself, that's the best course of action. But instead, I decided to be lazy and stupid, and I got on the bus and went directly to Uncle Ike's to buy my weed. And here's the thing, at Uncle Ike's right now, if you use your debit card, there's a minimum $3.50 fee for every transaction.
Wait, that's the name of the store, Uncle Ike's?
Yeah, and I like it a lot. Okay. I like Uncle Ike's a lot, but if you use a debit card, you're going to pay an additional $3.50. That's just number one.
Bro, I want to say for the record, I apologize. I thought you were talking about an uncle you had named Ike.
Oh!
My bad.
Oh! Yeah, cool. Uncle Ike's, okay.
Go ahead, because I'm like, is this motherfucker just dropping names on the radio?
Okay. I'm sorry about that, Quincy. Uncle Ike's is a pot store in Seattle. I really like it. If you're ever in Seattle, I like it. But I'm about to talk about why I don't like it right now. But if it weren't for the dystopia we're in right now, it's a decent enough store. But anyways, I get there. I'm lazy. I'm stupid. I get my weed. And she says it's a minimum $15 purchase. So it's like, okay, I'm willing to pay the $3.50 fee, but I can only get punished that way if I spend $15, but I only want to spend $8.50. Now, I know people are saying, Dan, that's not a big deal. Maybe it's not a big deal to you, but basically, I don't have a car. I'm walking everywhere, taking the fucking plague bus. So it was annoying. Anyways, I lost it a little. I got crazy because here's the other thing too. You have to stand in line now there in these fucking little 6-foot distant lines and you have to have the mask on. So I had to wait in line twice. I was probably waiting in line 2 hours that day to buy the weed. I don't know. Maybe, looking back, I guess it all sounds pretty silly, but it's like you say to yourself, Quincy, do you want to go through something like TSA at the airport to buy weed? Because that's how it feels at Uncle Ike's right now. It feels like going to transportation security, going through the fucking line, empty out your pockets. It's almost that bad, you know? And I don't know. I guess I lost it a little bit. I sang a song in the intersection. Like I was actually singing this weird song, loud as I could. I was so pissed off. I don't know.
Okay, well, first off, brother, in the future, do you have PayPal?
Oh, listen, dude, don't worry about that. That's a whole
Did you have PayPal?
Yeah, I got PayPal.
okay, in the future, if you're short, holla at your boy. We don't need you freaking the fuck out, okay? Second of all, I mean, I get it. You were looking for something to happen, and it didn't happen. And it was because of something minuscule, and it felt like a punch in the gut. Believe me when I tell you, I have been there, okay? I know it sucks. Got to keep a level head about that, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. It's just, I can't explain it. It's like, I was just so furious because it felt like, this is what it feels like. It feels like what's left of people's dignity is being stripped away. And we all got to behave in these really horrible, monstrous ways. Like I said, these waiting in these lines to go to fucking get your weed. It's like, listen, this 6-foot rule is so absurd given what we're seeing on TV of people marching around, holding hands. You know, or like the simple fact that I can go to a riot, but I can't go to church with people. That's weird, you know? It's okay to go to a big riot, but you can't go to the beach. It's okay to go to a big riot, but you can't go to church. It's like...
I get it. I get it. At the same time, you ain't gotta like it, but you gotta do it.
Well, I know. Okay? And here's the
problem. So it's just like, man, at some point, this shit is going to stop. Because it's either going to stop or they're going to see a real fucking second American revolution up in this motherfucker, okay? I don't know who needs to hear this, but it should be painfully obvious by now. It's not black versus white. It's not liberal versus conservative. It's not gay versus straight. It's not even rich versus poor. It's us versus them, okay? There's us, and then there's them. That's it right there. I mean, I've been saying this shit for a minute. Take this shit as a wake-up call. Police, government, is not your friend. They never were, and they never will be. Act accordingly, motherfucker.
Oh, that's totally true. Another thing, too, you know how you were talking about your recommendations to people when they interact with the police? You know,
yep.
Your basic recommendations, you know, make sure you do this, don't do that. Quincy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, okay. So, anyways, here's how I think of the government. Okay, you know those giant saltwater crocodiles in Australia? The really big ones that would just totally swallow a person alive?
Uh-huh.
That is my symbol of the government, whether it's the representative cop or it's the big institution someplace else telling the cop what to do. I treat it like a saltwater crocodile. To the extent that I can, I avoid them. I just don't want to have anything to do with them. If I can come up with a strategy to have nothing to do with the police, that is my strategy. But if you have to interact with them, in general, I've always tried to follow, you know, the recommendations you made, and they're really good recommendations. It's hard because people will want to talk, and when they're nervous, they'll talk. But the fact is, you're facing the crocodile. That's what it is. If I go crazy at Uncle Ike's, and I start spouting off crazy shit, oh, crazy old man went crazy, blew a gasket, I would have to interact with the police. And if I'm still in a crazy state of mind, I probably, you know, end up at least being tased, if not worse.
You ever been tasered?
I've never been tased. I don't want to be tased.
It sucks. God damn it, it sucked.
I was at this gun show once, and I almost bought one of these shock wands you can buy. But I'd be kind of afraid to, like, use it on myself accidentally. Hey, I'm going to pause this for a second. You know, I know you can't hear over the phone call, Quincy, but for my listeners, I can hear the protesters screaming. So they're probably within about 3 or 4 blocks right now. Yep, they're heading my way.
Downtown Seattle?
Yeah, well, they're currently protesting in the Broadway sector, which is not far from where I live in Seattle.
So, Michelin!
I'm just saying, they're coming for me, Quincy. They'll come up the stairs.
Okay, first of all, what floor are you on?
I'm on the fifth floor.
They're not coming for you, you motherfucker. That's too much work. Get out of here.
That's my basic theory, too. There's no elevator. So it's like, if they want to come
here. Oh, my God. Oh, you poor man. Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude, no. I say that because when I was in Denver, I went with my homie to go see his homie who lived on a sixth fucking floor, no elevators. And not only that, this motherfucker, goddamn psychopath, he had an entire grow operation in his closet, okay? And he hauled up all the materials by himself. I'm like, are you nuts? I'm talking 40-pound bags of soil, plants, and I'm just like, nah, ain't no fucking way in the world I do that shit. Hell no. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was like, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's just we're just jabbing, because this is like, I don't know, I'm not really sure. The story from Monday was weird, but it's just like this whole, it's like when I hear the protesters yelling, it's almost an involuntary response that kind of makes you a little bit wigged out. Like, what are they yelling about? I don't know. They're angry about something.
Again, you're on the fifth damn floor.
Oh, I know. They're not likely.
There's a very small chance that they're going to get to the fifth floor, and I don't think a motherfucker has that much of an arm to break a window from the sidewalk to the fifth floor. That's 50 fucking feet up in the air.
Oh, I know.
So I'm just
joking.
You have to be a fucking mutant to break a window five floors up.
I'm kind of joking around a little bit, you know.
Okay, my bad.
Oh, no, it's like, listen, I live next to the stairwell, so if they actually started, you know, bum rushing up the stairs, I'd hear them probably 2 minutes before they arrived. I have a little bit of something to protect myself with. It's as much as I like to say on a podcast these days. Here's the thing. Truly, I'm not really in a state of fear right now about any of this. It's just that there's something animalistic about hearing people chanting. It's almost impossible to not have it impact you a little. It's like going to a football game. You go to a big
correct.
You know what
football
I mean?
Football or fight or boxing, or it's medieval.
It is.
I like that shit.
It can also be used as a kind of mind control, because you get people into those weird synchronized crazy states, and it's like, oh, and there's the bad guy, kill him. And then all of a sudden, maybe not the whole crowd, but a big portion of the crowd just attacks some random person. It's like you get people in that state of mind, and it's scary how they behave. I'm not worried about what they would do to me. I just wonder sometimes, I don't know, it's like it's almost like you ask yourself, if you were in that crowd, would you get suckered into the looting? Like, there's an interesting question. And
no.
I know you wouldn't.
I would not. No.
But there are a lot of people who are like go-along, get-along types. And if they were in a... especially,
that
I'm not saying you, and I don't think myself either. But I will say this. I've been reckless in my life. And I'm a little mischievous. I wouldn't want to steal people's shit or harm people, but I could always see myself doing something, you know, like a prank. On the other hand, pranks go wrong. And this is a situation where you really can't do a prank because people will misinterpret it. You know, how do you prank during a looting or a riot? It's like, wait a minute, there's not a time for pranking there. That's real. I don't know, man.
Listen, brother, I have done my pranks, I've did my dirt, I've robbed and stole, but it was never with a group, okay? All my crimes, I've done alone by myself, okay? Because I'm all about the individual, even when it comes to breaking the fucking law. But I wanted to give you a small tip, okay? If you are on the fifth floor, God forbid if something happens, let's say the barbarians are at the gate, okay? What I would do, like, whenever you have the money to afford it, buy about 4 or 5 gallons of, say, liquid, of clear liquid, either clear liquid hand soap or clear liquid the hand sanitizer, okay? Buy about 4 or 5 1 gallon bottles of them, okay? If the barbarians are at the gate, before they break down the gate, I want you to coat as much of that stairwell as you can in that clear liquid sanitizer or soap, okay?
Yeah.
That way, it's going to take them just a little bit longer to get up to you, okay?
That's a good idea. That's a good obstacle.
And, yeah, and who's to say, maybe you get lucky, one of them slips the right way and crash their fucking forehead like a damn melon, and you know what I'm saying? At the very least, you can hear them coming. They're going to be slipping and sliding, and you can pick them off like fish in a barrel.
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, it's funny because one of the subjects that came to mind this week is something that goes back to when I was in the Army a long time ago. And it's the issue of what's an obstacle. You know, what is an obstacle? Is a rubber red cone an obstacle? Well, I mean, not really, you know. But is triple strand concertina wire an obstacle? Yeah. Anchored concertina wire, razor wire, that's a big time obstacle. And the thing that I found interesting, Quincy, is that none of these cities seemed interested in putting up obstacles.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Hey.
What's wrong?
I just heard some yelling in your fucking background. Holy crap.
What happened?
I said I just heard some yelling in your background. Holy crap.
Oh, wow. Well.
Huh. Or maybe I got that wrong. I don't know. I may have just farted. Who knows?
Well,
I heard something.
You know what? The plan for this first podcast was to do about an hour. And we're at about
okay.
an hour. Did you have anything else you wanted to talk about before we sign off?
I just want to reiterate that you control your life. And that there's always a choice. And if there's anybody who is either lost or don't know what they want to do with their life, I would highly suggest looking to being a truck driver. And to wit, I am a truck driver. If you want to, I can help you any way that I can to become a truck driver. Also, my credentials came in. I am now ordained. I can now perform baptisms and marriages in all 50 U.S. states and in all U.S. territories. My prices are pretty damn good. Also, anything that a person tells me in confidence while I'm acting in a professional capacity as a spiritual advisor, I cannot be compelled to testify and tell the court what you told me.
Well, that's good to
basically
know.
Basically, I'm saying I don't have doctor-client privilege, but I'm pretty damn close to it, okay? I cannot be compelled to tell a judge or a jury what you tell me in confidence while I'm acting in a professional capacity as your spiritual advisor. Take that how you will, people.
Well, no, that's good to know. And are you okay with me including your Twitter link in the notes for
yes,
this?
Yes. Hell yeah. Please do. BBW Thigh Tickler. You know why? Because I like BBWs and I like to tickle the thighs. But anyway.
I think that's pretty cool. Is there anything else?
You know what? There is something else that I ended on this note. Keep your damn head up. Do not take the bait. There you go. Real simple.
That's good advice. You know, it's hard. It's hard in this messed up situation to stay optimistic and to find joy and to be grateful. But you're right. We got to try. We got to try to do that. Anyways, Quincy, I want to thank you for being on the podcast. If possible, I'd like to maybe do this again sometime. And I want you to be safe out there on the road. Be careful, right? Watch out for the crazies, but I know you will. And for all the listeners out there, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you guys again someday. Soon.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.